Well, the renewal of diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States has resulted in a lot of historic moments in the past few months. Today, a Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Havana becomes the first U.S.-operated hotel in Cuba since the 1959 revolution. The U.S. and Cuba are working together in a number of other ways as well, including an attempt to restore the Cuban home of Ernest Hemingway. His estate near Havana, Finca Vigia, has been falling apart due to a lack of money and preservation expertise. Tracy Samilton of Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports on the effort to save it.
Ernest Hemingway's estate, Finca Vigia, is perched on a hill overlooking San Francisco de Paula, a small town 10 miles east of Havana. Boys play baseball on the same field where Ernest Hemingway's sons played. A band plays traditional Cuban songs as we walk up the hill to the main building. Museum director Ada Rosa Alfonso Rosales, wearing a turquoise linen pantsuit, greets us.
I love my work. Hemingway, all the time, love Cuba.
She starts off a tour at the front entrance of the writer's home.
And I ring the bell for you.
Hemingway's widow, Mary, gave Finca Vigia to the Cuban government in 1961. It's been a public museum ever since. The house is a time capsule. Everything is exactly as Hemingway left it the year before he died. Books, hunting trophies, even the half-drunk bottles of liquor on the bar cart. It's literary voyeurism at its best.
Hemingway normally wrote standing up and handwrite in his room.
Here he wrote two of his best-known works, For Whom the Bell Tolls and The Old Man and the Sea. But Finca Vigia and its treasures were in grave danger from decades of heat, humidity, pests, and neglect. That changed after Jenny Phillips paid a visit in 2001. She's the granddaughter of Hemingway's famous editor Maxwell Perkins. She noticed the roof was in appalling condition.
The mold situation was incredible.
Phillips returned to the U.S. with a mission to save Finca Vigia. It wasn't going to be easy. There was so much distrust.
The Cubans really closed things off, shut them down, didn't want the Yankees coming in anywhere or meddling or God forbid, taking anything.
It took persistence, but eventually respect and trust grew on both sides. The Americans consulted, the Cubans did the actual work, and together they restored the house to its original condition. But the next big challenge was building something from scratch, and that's where the Cubans ran into trouble.
They haven't built anything there for 50 years, and so the skill set to build has been lost.
That's Ron Staley of the Chrisman Company. The Michigan-based company was called in by the Finca Vigia Foundation because of its expertise in historic renovation. Staley says the museum needs a modern temperature and humidity-controlled laboratory on site to preserve Hemingway's books and documents. Cubans started building the lab, but it was deemed unsafe and torn down. Chrisman's role is to write manuals in Spanish to show Cuban workers how to construct the lab and assemble and send Cuba all the parts, from screws to tools to masonry, in shipping containers.
If we are short one piece of pipe, they won't have the pipe on the island. It isn't like you can say, well, I'm going to run down to Lowe's to get it. It does not exist.
At the Hemingway estate in April, workers were busy on a new administrative office to replace the current one in Hemingway's former garage. But the archive lab was on hold because the first shipping container with materials was late in arriving. A few weeks ago, we decided to follow up with museum director Ada Rosa Rosales, who told us the container was finally sitting in Cuba's port of Mariel. Over a scratchy phone line, she can't contain her excitement. She says now that the materials have arrived, the work can finally move forward, and the first of its kind collaboration between the U.S. and Cuba will be underway. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And Michigan Radio's Mercedes Mejia contributed to that report. This is Here and Now.